introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order.
Launch control. We are going for launch.
And rolling, strutting and strolling, ramming and jamming. You were listening to the Casey Ferguson Show.
Slobbers, and he threw up in my shoe.
I had a date like that once. You think it would have slowed me down, but no.
Yes, it's Casey Ferguson here, the Harvey Pekar of the podcast world, ready to spoil you with another shot of splendor here on the Casey Ferguson Show.
Well, I'll have a tankard of your finest lager.
I'm coming at you once again from Motel Ferguson, not just home to yours truly, but also Bud the Hallway Spider. Yes, sir. This may be one of only several buildings in Kingston, Ontario, where you can meet a spider with a rat in its mouth.
It's a chupacabra! He beat me with his mouth!
Shit, you know, I better not talk about such amenities, or the sticky-fingered sarcomas I call landlords will likely bill me for the privilege of living near such a tourist attraction.
Meet the man who met Andy Griffith!
Anyway, here I be working away again as the pandemic rages all around me. But hey, if the working poor don't keep slumlords and corporate cockchuggers and the opulent lifestyle to which they've become accustomed to, well. So I'm great, how are you? I've been doing my best to keep rolling, as Limp Bizkit so poetically put in our opening song, and I hope you are as well.
Today was the worst day of my life.
Worse than the day you found out that big brush in the bathroom wasn't for your teeth?
Okay, the second worst day of my life.
I appreciate you rapscallions tuning in, whether you're listening in syndication from one of the fine stations carrying this program in the UK, US, or Canada, or you simply downloaded the show at CaseyFergusonShow.com. I'm glad you decided to join me. All right, no more accents. I've got a veritable cornucopia of chaos for you on this episode. I'll have an interview from my archives with Jay Gordon, lead vocalist of the platinum-selling band Orgy, and rafter-shaking ruckus on the way from Korn, 12 Stones, Rammstein, and more. Brick and Benjamin tips things off now with Shallow Bay on The Casey Ferguson Show.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
By the phone, hoping that you will call me home. The pain inside, a lucky night, hopes and dreams swallowed by pride. Everything I need, it lies in you. 'Cause I'm broken, no, I need you now. Deep inside, I'm broken, see the way I live. I know, now your heart is broken when I turn away. Tears begin to fall, and all I know is blind. But I feel time after time, daily in my sin, I take.
Hello you lunatics, it's Cousin Mary here. Sure, sometimes I want to kick Casey directly in the uvula, but he also buys me beer. So, in the interest of acquiring more beer, I'm here to ask you to support this program by following on Instagram and Facebook at The Casey Ferguson Show. Like, comment, share, blah blah blah. Do it or I'll stab you with a spork.
Stop! Cause it's better than nothing. Now that control is gone, it seems unreal that she's dreaming in digital. She dreams in digital. And your pixel army can't save you now. My fingers are
Triple shot of wild, double shot of crazy. You were listening to the Casey Ferguson Show.
Has anyone ever told you what a cute vaccination scar you have?
From the album Vapor Transmission, that was Orgy with Fiction, Dreams in Digital. Well, my roommate and confidant Doug McFly with a vapor transmission of his own there. Douglas, you live in the fucking bathroom. If you were gonna blow ass trumpet, why wouldn't you do it in there? Hey, what I do while masturbating furiously is none of your business. Ah, jeez, look what you made me say on the radio now. Get out of here, you fucking bunt cake. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Korn also in that set with Here to Stay. Mercy Drive in there as well with Over. 12 Stones shattering the sound barrier before that with Broken. And Breaking Benjamin ushered in that oral onslaught with Shallow Bay. My guest on this episode of the Casey Ferguson Show is Jay Gordon, lead vocalist of the platinum-selling band Orgy. Man, that'd look great on a marquee, wouldn't it? Tonight, Orgy. Tomorrow, Half Price Wings. Anyhow, the band are best known for their hit rendition of the New Order classic Blue Monday from their debut album Candy Ass, which sold nearly 2 million copies. As this is a remix episode, this interview was recorded a few years back when Orgy had a tour stop in Toronto, Ontario, just a few hours away from the building known to police, fire, and ambulance as Motel Ferguson. This is my conversation with Jay Gordon, lead vocalist of the band Orgy, on the Casey Ferguson Show. All right, this is Casey Ferguson, and you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show. I have Jay Gordon, lead singer of Orgy, on the phone. Jay, how you doing, mister?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, any better, I could pull vault.
Very pull vault. I don't have one better than that, so I'm just going to let that roll.
Beautiful. Well, I'm off to a good start, then.
Right on, right on.
All right, then.
Orgy's going to be playing in Toronto at the Rock Pile Wednesday, January the 13th. Have you guys played Canada before?
Definitely. You know, we've done a couple festivals in Montreal, some dates in Toronto, and we've played some Vancouver dates as well.
Oh, okay, excellent. Well, I guess welcome back. And, you know, I know you've said in the past that Kansas City is the motorboat capital, but I'm hoping Toronto's not going to let you down.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely love playing Canada, and I'm sure there's a lot of motorboating going on, you know, where you guys are too. It's weird that I haven't been there in so long. I hate that I haven't been there in so long, but, you know, things happen, and you just kind of don't go somewhere for a while, and you're like, whoa, what was that place like, you know? We have a lot of fans up there, and, you know, they've been real supportive and everything, and I really, you know, owe them a lot, so I can't wait to give them a good show.
Excellent. I was kind of curious, just kind of doing my research and due diligence leading up to this interview. Had you guys played a gig before you signed the record deal with Elementary?
No, we're not really. We kind of, you know, we had the song together, you know, I had songs, I met the guys, got them together, and then, you know, I was good friends with the Korn guys, so one thing led to another, and, you know, a couple of the guys from management came down, Jonathan checked it out, and they were like, yeah, let's do this, and then the first gig was like, we filled in for Limp Bizkit, like 30,000 Edge Fest, and somewhere in like, God, where was that at? That was in like, it seems weird that I wouldn't remember that, but it's, we were thrown into the fire so fast, it was like, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Somewhere. Yeah, that's definitely baptism by fire right there.
Yeah, I could have even said the wrong fest, but anyway, it was one of the festivals. It was a fill-in date. It was a Limp Bizkit show that we just happened to fill in for, and it was either River Walk or Edge. It's one of those two, and there was like 30,000 people. It was like an outdoor thing, and Fred broke his wrist and asked to step in and take over. We're like, yep, done. We'll do that, you know, and I was like, uh-oh, freeze. There's like a lot of people here. It was kind of crazy, but it was a good show.
Well, and I suppose Limp Bizkit's fan base at the time, too, you know, pretty rabid.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it was kind of one of those things where they hadn't really exploded yet, but, like, they were pushing, ready to head for it. They were making that turn for third, like, just like, hey, here we go, you know, we're gonna kill it. Yeah, he broke his wrist and said, fill in, so we're like, oh, yeah.
Did John and his management get into the band from the demos? Like, I know that you guys had the previous relationship there, but did you play them some demos, or did they come down and see you play live?
Yeah, and Jonathan was like, you know, like let's do something. I think they just kind of really wanted to find somebody, you know, they wanted to get the Elementary thing going. You know, it was more like that, you know, and we're homies, so it made sense for him to just go, yeah, let's do what they're like. They figured that, you know, it'd be good to come up with some people you know what I mean, and have them under your wings rather than some strangers, I guess.
Yeah, no, true enough.
Yeah.
Was there a falling out with John, or was the label folding when you guys parted ways?
No, I just think that they, you know, Korn was such a big machine that they're all, you know, involved in all their personal stuff, so I think that they were just kind of like, you know, it was rolling, but I don't think it was something that they were particularly interested in, you know, keeping going, because, you know, there was red tape with a lot of, you know, I don't really know the internal, you know, battle that was going on there, but I just know that there was a lot of, like, you know, Warner Brothers, Elementary, it was just kind of, I don't know. So, rather than say too much, I'd rather say, I don't really know.
What was the vibe like backstage on the Family Values Tour? And I ask because, I mean, it was a pretty diverse group of performers, right?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, everybody got along really, really well, and Korn was good to everybody. You know, that's the one thing that everybody should take away from that. You know, like, Korn was good to everybody. Orgy Ramstein, we were having so much fun throwing bottles at each other and breaking stuff. But yeah, it was cool. You know, it was great. Do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, man, that'd be killer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's do it. Let's get down, man. I'm ready.
Now, I'm kind of curious as to the genesis of Orgy's look. I mean, you definitely some sci-fi influence there. I was wondering, you know, where that came from.
It came from outer space to fill the world with terror.
You know, it was like, what do we do here? Do we do the same old, like, metal thing, or do we just go completely AWOL with it and just go kind of futuristic with it, which kind of, like, spawned, like, a lot of new twists and turns for a lot of different bands. And I think if anything, we were, like, more influential that way than maybe musically so, because it really helped. I think there was a little bit of a both, but I think that we helped open up some doors that would have otherwise temporarily until someone else would have opened them, I guess. That's what I should say.
Now, I mean, were there certain films that were a particular influence? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I would say pretty much all of them that were, you know, or stuff that, you know, that just made you think a little further into the future, or made you think of, like, what really was the future going to be like. And then there's, you know, there's the people that latch onto that, and there's people that don't. So I guess we were just guys that kind of latched on, and myself, Ryan, and Amir were all, like, pretty forward thinkers. So.
Did it sort of come from the music? Like, just it makes sense to dress different because the music's different, or, you know, when did that come in the process?
It was definitely like a pull thing that I felt that needed to happen from the music, but like also just from what was already existing, which was just straight industrial, you know? And so it's like, how do we pull out of so much industrial and just take it another direction? And like, you know, it was just bad 80s new wave descriptives was the best way to put it. But then when you kind of clashed the two, it kind of worked, you know?
Yeah, I really think it was a beautiful marriage, the image that you guys put to the music. And to be honest with you, I mean...
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome, man. And I, you know, I would like to see more of that. I understand that, you know, a lot of guys are coming from the grunge background and what have you, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a good image.
Right. No, I feel you there. The thing is that, like, in this day and age, it's like everything is so readily available that it's like the minute you turn left and step in the other direction, it's like, boom, Korea's on it, Japan's on it, you know, everybody's on it. So it's not as special as it used to be, maybe in that respect. But at the same time, people catch on quicker. You know, it's cool. I don't think that those cool new fad trend, whatever you want to call it, things, I think they're even shorter lived than they used to be. So it's kind of tough to kind of reinvent and do things like that based on that. You know what I mean?
You got it, dude.
Didn't you work as a runner at Energy Studios at one point?
Yeah, I was like the original runner.
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
I was like the OG, forget about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
How'd you like the gig?
It was cool because I learned a lot from one of the best in the game as far as, like, you know, being able to mic things up and make it sound right. Someone who really cares about how to make things sound. So I learned how to make things sound good so that I could literally F it up, you know. And I probably shouldn't say that on the road, but, you know what I'm saying? Like I learned how to make things sound good before I could learn how to make them sound bad and destroy them, like I so often do on purpose.
Well, hey, I'm the same way when it comes to this whole radio bit, man. You know, like, you got to know the rules before you can break them, right?
Right, exactly.
Did you guys have a clear idea of where you wanted to go musically with these new songs? Or did it just kind of happen organically?
Definitely a clear idea that we wanted to keep the dance music going with the electronic rock thing and just like kind of just hit that a little harder. But, you know, like electronic music is really evolved in so many respects, you know, due to people like Skrillex and things like that. And so that you kind of had to really, we had to push into that vein a little bit just to get the point across, you know?
Well, you guys just did a song together, did you not?
Yeah, we did. Well, it was a while ago, but like it's taken on like 3 or 4 different forms since it's what's that word I'm looking for, since its inception.
Right.
So it's probably going to take on a couple more, and you know, so I'll know why before it's time. When it's done, it'll just be like, oh, there it is. You know, we've had it done like 2 or 3 different times, and just might have one more go at it before I'm stoked with it. And then, you know, we'll see if Sunny's into it, and she's into it, cool. Not, then we move forward.
High five.
Given the recent news, I feel compelled to ask, seeing as you worked with him in the Wonder Girls, what was your relationship with Scott Weiland? I mean, did you get to know him well?
I did get to know him, not extremely well, but like well enough to, you know, it's been him and I in a room before recording, and we had a great time doing that. Super cool guy, very talented, amazing, amazing singer. Sad, you know, that's all. Sad for his loss, you know, and his kids' loss more than anything, and his family, you know. He was a super cool guy, very talented, though.
Oh, definitely. Whiskey or wine?
Whiskey.
Beer or liquor?
Liquor.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
De Niro or Pacino?
No comment. I love them both. Like, oh, man, Pacino. I'll say Pacino.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have had a tough time with that one. Your pick for an underrated album?
Death from Above, 1979. Pick one. I don't know. Just any record.
Your epitaph will say.
It'll say, like, next, please.
I like it. Thanks so much for your time, Jay. You know, best of luck in Toronto. I just may see you there if the stars align correctly.
Thank you so much, man. It was good talking to you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, man. Like I said, have yourself a good show. Have yourself a great tour, and I look forward to hearing some of that new music.
Thanks so much, man.
All right, cheers, pal.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Part talk show, part rock show. You were listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
I am. I've decided to live my life as if I'm alive.
That was my conversation with Jay Gordon, lead vocalist of Orgy. For a full list of orgies, whoa, better rephrase that. That's just sautéed in wrong sauce. Let's try it this way. For a full list of the band's tour dates or to pick up some of their music, hit up orgymusic.com. Yeah, that's better.
I'm here for the gangbang.
You know what? Why wait? Here's some of their music right now. This is Opticon on The Casey Ferguson Show.
The Lick Spin Lyricist, if you don't like The Casey Ferguson Show, you can go suck a basilisk.
Tell me exactly what am I supposed to do, now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think that we could play another game? Maybe I could win this time. I kind of like the misery you put me through. Darling, you can't trust me. Sleep.
gone. Society! Don't you know your wish is coming true today? Another victim dies tonight. Rah, rah. Lie to me. Rah, rah.
Just won't last.
You love the way I look at you.
You live what you
rock and rollers. Brian Roxy here from the Alice Cooper Band. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
I never thought I would be at 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. Woe is me, but I guess that it comes with a territory, an ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see, but I have had, oh, I can take an exploding scene, bigger than it's possibility. Can relate, cause lately I've been thinking of combusted kitchen as a welcome vacation from the burdens of the planet Earth, like gravity, hypocrisy, and the perils of being in free. But thinking so much takes my time.
Captain Hook, a little bit of cowboy, a little bit of metal, a little bit of rock and roll.
He would be the perfect description of, like, my dream dude for sure.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let the hours pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away. Just for one day, let me see you stripped. Let me see you stripped. There's nothing on this. You breathing in fumes. I taste when we kiss. Take my hand, come back to the land where everything's ours. for a few hours. Let me see you stripped. Let me see you stripped. Let me hear you make decisions without your television. Let me hear you speaking just for me.
Pleasure beyond measure. You were listening to the Casey Ferguson Show.
Oh no, last time you asked me to do that, I wound up on a date with an albino.
And who didn't call who back?
I don't know how they're so confident.
Bringing the noise all the way from Berlin, that was Rammstein with a ripping rendition of Depeche Mode's Stripped. Incubus melodicizing their manners before that with Pardon Me, flanked by Linkin Park with Points of Authority. Disturbed preceded them with a deranged ditty of their own called The Game, and Orgy opted in on the anarchy to start that revolution with Opticon. Bryant Gumbel on a moped, Doug McFly twice in one show, really? Quit drinking my fucking Dr. Peppers. I can tell because you just crop dusted me with another frequency actuated rectal tremor. You think I don't know what a Dr. Pepper fart smells like? What can I say? It's a gift. Besides, Miri and I have been working on a proprietary app called Guess What I Ate. Well, that wasn't an invitation, but fine. Miri, what are you getting there?
Casey, I'm detecting high levels of Dr. Pepper and fecal matter with notes of olive loaf and miscellaneous garbage.
Douglas, we're really going to have to talk about your diet one of these days. There's nothing wrong with my diet, Doug. I have an overactive knife and fork. I told you that before. Anyhow, I'd like to thank my guests, Jay Gordon of Orgy. Thanks to the bands and the reps for the killer cuts. Thank you to my sponsors, and of course, thank you for listening. From their album Violent Mood Swings, Rumsfeld will play us out with a track called Whale Tears. Until next time, this is Casey Ferguson reminding you, if you are drinking, do not drive, have your pets spayed and neutered, and too much blow, and your dick don't grow. Cheers.
let me hear you say.
Kisses and shine.